God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You, you, yes, and even you, welcome to the Living Power Nugget. We thank God for another day, every moment is a blessing. And we reverence the Lord in thinking of us, loving us, caring enough of us to allow us to be a part of this plan. We are not here simply because we have planned something for this day. We are here because God chose, selected us to be a part of this plan on today. And for that, we are grateful. Let us open in prayer. Gracious God, my Father, we love you today. We honor you. We thank you for thinking of us, for choosing us to be a part of your plan. We are not that great. We do not live our lives that purpose. But God, you have a purpose for us on today. And God, I'm grateful that we chose to start out our purpose today with your word. God, your word is basically our marching orders. Your word is our roadmap. Your word is what tells us how to live our lives in such a way that it's pleasing to you. Not that it gets us money, not how to live our lives so that we feel better about ourselves, not how to live our lives so that we can get the things that we want, but God, how to live our lives so that you can get the glory out of our own. And God, we pray on today that this word speaks to us in such a way that you can truly get the glory out of our lives. And God, we pray for those that are on this call. God, we pray that you would open up their minds, their hearts, their spirits, to hear what you have to say. God, we pray for those that had an intent, had a desire to be on this call, but for whatever reason are not on this call. And then, God, we pray a special blessing over those that had no intent to be on this call. God, we shall continue in our quest, our aim, our goal, until all come into the knowledge of the faith, until all have a desire to live like you. God, speak to us today what you've spoken to. God, we know that your word won't just tickle our ears, but God, that it will set us on a roadmap to righteousness, a roadmap to us being that light that sits on the top of this hill. God, a roadmap that will love all, accept all, and honor you. Thank you today, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Again, we just thank God for just another day in this life journey. On this morning, my travels will take us two separate scriptures, yet they are related. Two separate scriptures, but related scriptures. We're going to start in the Old Testament, Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. We're going to start at the 9th verse, a couple of verses here, and then we're going to travel to Mark, the 7th chapter. So starting in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, we're going to start at verse 9, Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Starting from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the result of his deeds. If I were to read this again from the contemporary English version, Jeremiah 17 and 9, those two verses say this: you people of Judah are so deceitful that you even fool yourself and you can't change. But I know your deeds and I know your thoughts, and I will make sure, the Lord speaks, you get what you deserve. Reading that from the New Living Translation, Jeremiah 17:9 and verse 10 says this: the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due reward according to what their actions deserve. Now let's go to Mark, the 7th chapter, and we'll read 3 verses from here, and we'll close out. We're going back to the New American Standard Bible, Mark 7, verses 21 through 23. Says this, Jesus says this, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, theft, murder, adultery, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. If I were to do the same thing that I did for the scripture in Jeremiah, reading from the Contemporary English Version, says, out of your heart come evil thoughts, vulgar deeds, stealing, murder, unfaithfulness in marriage, greed, meanness, deceit, indecency, envy, insults, pride, and foolishness. All of these come from your heart, and they are what make you unfit to worship God. And lastly, the New Living Translation. Again, this is Mark, the 7th chapter, the 21st through the 23rd verses. And I'm sorry, I actually read, no, I think this is right. Yeah, I think this is right. Yep, this is right, sorry. All right, the New Living Translation, I thought I read this already. Mark 7, verses 21 to 23, for from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All of these vile things come from within. They are what defile you. And the word is blessed. You must already know what the question or what the topic is going to be. I want to talk about what's really in my heart. Not what's really in your heart, what's really in my heart. Because I never want you to feel as though I have excluded myself from the number. The scripture says that the heart, doesn't say the heart of the congregation, doesn't say the heart of everyone except the preacher. It says the heart, so that is everyone's heart. You all, the heart is not just a physical organ, but in the Bible it is considered the seat of our emotions, our will, our innermost thoughts. And on today, we are looking at how our hearts by nature can lead us astray, lead us away from the walk that we should be walking, and how we must rely on God to transform us from within. Have you ever wondered why, no matter how good we try to do and be, we still find ourselves struggling with negative thoughts, struggling with negative actions, struggling with not falling prey to what it is that our heart really wants to do? It's so interesting, you all, how we could pray one minute, and in the next, we find ourselves gossiping, we find ourselves harboring ill will, we find ourselves struggling with anger. You all, Jeremiah, the scripture in Jeremiah 17, it really points a really dark and stark picture. Our hearts, when they're left to their own devices, are just naturally deceitful. Now, you know, you say, they just naturally have a good heart. Do they? Do they really? The Bible says, who can understand the heart? Who can know it? So while it may look as if it's just naturally good, it could truly internally within be deceitful and desperately sick. That's what the Word of God says. It means that our hearts can trick us. It means that our hearts can lead us down to paths that don't that feel right, but they end in destruction. And then when we go to the New Testament in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus does not hold back on his words. He lists the things that come out of our heart. He lists them like a laundry list of everything we are taught to avoid that come naturally to our heart, evil thoughts and greed and wickedness and pride. And it is like looking in a mirror and seeing everything we don't honestly want to admit about ourselves. The challenge here is that, you know, our natural state of our heart is not a pretty sight. It's human nature. You all to shy away from this truth about our heart, isn't it? I mean, who wants to admit that we are deceitful? Who wants to admit that we're wicked? Who wants to admit that there's naturally evil thoughts in our heart? Who wants to admit that we are naturally prideful? We really want to believe that we're good. But the Word of God challenges that thought process. The Word of God challenges that as our truth. It really reveals a truth that can be quite uncomfortable. That without God, our hearts are just natural breeding grounds for sin. So if that's the case, you all, if that is our problem, then what do we do if our hearts can so easily lead us down the path of wickedness? Then how do we find the right path? We have to understand we can't do it alone. We have to understand that the changing of our heart is not one of those do-it-yourself jobs. It's a God job. Because God doesn't want to just take some duct tape and patch up a few cracks of our heart. He wants to give us a completely new heart. It's like Ezekiel 36 and 26 promises. He says, I will take that heart of stone and give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I'll take out that stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. That's what the Word of God says. So then what do we have to do? You all, we have to surrender. And not to surrender once. Paul wrote like this. He said, I die daily. You cannot submit once and think that you're okay. You have to submit daily. You have to give that heart to God daily and say, okay, God, here it is. Here is this heart that is within me that has no desire to be right. You have to recognize your natural tendency towards self-deception, towards sin. Because truth be told, our hearts are prone to justifying wrong thoughts. Our hearts are prone to justify that why our attitude is the way it is. This happened wrong, or so-and-so shouldn't have come at me like that. We naturally justify wrong actions. We cannot trust our feelings or our instincts, but we must constantly evaluate them against God's truth. So there's a daily surrender that must happen. Not only that, you all, but we must immerse ourselves in the Word. This desperately wicked heart needs to be desperately entrenched, saturated in the Word of God, in prayer. You've got to let the Word wash over you. You've got to let the Word renew your mind. You've got to combine that with prayer. You've got to ask God for His strength and His wisdom. And then thirdly, you all, you've got to walk this thing out in community. You can't just say, I'm just pulling away to let God do what God does. Didn't I just tell you that the heart is deceitful? The heart will tell you that you're okay. You've read the Word enough. You know what the Word of God says. You've prayed enough. Whereas walking in community and accountability with other people who are walking the same journey will be like, hold on. Did you hear how you just talked to them? Wait now. What you mean you plan on doing that? You all, we need to walk with other believers so that they can support us, but that they can also challenge us, and you all encourage us. You all, as we sit and as we think and as we pray on this word today, when you think about what's in your heart, it is not a one-time piece. It's a daily examination, a constant coming back to God saying, God, cleanse my heart. You all, let us constantly rely on God to not only fill us within our hearts, but to change our heart. Let's pray. God, we just love you and we thank you. God, I pray that even on today, we start asking you the hard job of revealing our true heart to us. God, let us not rely on what we think our heart is doing, how we think our heart is. But God, let us honestly set our heart before the mirror of your word so that we can really see what's in it. And then, God, let us submit our hearts to you for the ultimate change. God, be with us as we walk today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing day. God bless you in Jesus' name.